さしい空気
Seven Limb Prayer is on page 35. Go sum gu pe go ne cha ze lo ngu sha yi chu chu chi ma lu bu to me ne So just on page 34, the Refuge in Bodhicitta prayer.
So please know, while we are saying Refuge in Bodhicitta prayer, so this is like, the meaning behind, you know, saying Refuge in Bodhicitta prayer before we do any practice, that is like, kind of like, we need to take saying refuge in the Bodhicitta prayer. We need to take that as like our like guidelines to set up, you know, intention. Okay, set up intentions, altruistic intentions. So I am going to participate. You know. Participate any whatever practice that you do. In this case, you know, today that we are going to, I would say, we are going to recite, this is called a one day mani retreat. I've been thinking of a long, long time, thinking about, you know, to do something like that at the center. Huh? So I'm going to do this money retreat, you know, in order to benefit all mother living beings, all sentient beings, okay, all sentient beings, altruistic attitude, you know, benefit, that's all, benefit. Benefit, just to benefit, you know, just, this word, just, that's all. No, just, there's no, no any other reason, just to benefit, that's all. So, while we are saying refuge in Bodhicitta prayer, then please, you know, check that as like guideline. So, and guides our mind, you know, to guide ourselves, you know, how to set up altruistic attitude, I am going to do this practice, you know, till I reach enlightenment in order to benefit, that's all, in order to benefit. So please remind yourself that, okay.
Sangye Chodan Soki Chognam La Jangchu Bardu Dagni Kyapsu Chi Dagye Jizho Jibhe So Nam Chi Drola Penje Sangye Drupar Shok Sangye Chodan Soki Chognam La Jangchu Bardu Dagni Kyapsu Chi Dagye Jizho Jibhe So Nam Chi Drola Penje Sangye Drupar Shok Sangye Chodan Soki Chognam La Jangchu Bardu Dagni Kyapsu Chi Dagi Jin Soki Pe So Nam Ki Drola Penchir Sangye Drupar Shu.
Four immeasurable.
And then just below that, the four immeasurables?
So just say the English.
Okay. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies.
So that is the summary of compassion. You know, when you summarize four immeasurable prayer, when you summarize that, and that is compassion. Okay, that's compassion. So when you summarize four immeasurable prayer, what is that? That is compassion. So then you know while we are saying the four immeasurable prayer, so we need to. Think about the power of compassion. Also need to think about how to develop compassion. So, so then it becomes practice. It becomes practice, not just prayer. It becomes practice. this retreat I've been thinking long time. Number of reasons. First of all, this mantra, you know, it's called six syllable mantra, or Manipur Mehu, so easy to say, you know, it's easy to say. So the benefit, as I mentioned last couple of class, I did mention last Sunday, two sessions the Sunday, all want to feel good, you know, all of us, you know, nothing wrong, because everybody wants to feel good. But you know, so need to do something. Otherwise, no, you will not feel good doing nothing. So need to do something. Oh, so that's why I'm saying that some form of daily, you know, daily, as a practice. So then, it's important to have some form of daily practice. You know, so then. Being consistent with that, you know, so that's important. So then, then there's no. So bottom line, cause of happiness is merit. Merit is the cause of happiness. It's not just simple desire or wish, you know. Everybody has wish to be happy. Then why? Why is not everybody happy? So need to create what's called merit. So we need to create, you know, many marriages as possible. We need to create many marriages as possible. No? So, money mantra, no? So easy to say. So then, so little thing could go wrong. The money mantra, say, oh, money payment, that's how you say. That's how you say, oh, money payment, oh, that's no, that's how you say. So, so many other practices, you know, require so many, how you say, preparations, you know. So, in Buddhism, there's so many complicated practices, so, like daily yoga, many, many, you know, many, many forms of daily yoga practice. And first of all, also daily yoga practice requires foundations. If the foundation is not there, so you try to build something on that, you know, so then, first of all, foundation is very difficult to, I say, to, foundation itself, to building a foundation. This is also the talking about bodhicitta, wisdom, realizing emptiness, renunciations, no? Without that foundations, daily yoga practice is going to be not very effective, no? So, see. So this is money mantra, you know, what could go wrong? There's nothing going wrong. So in Tibet, as a Tibetan, Tibetan community, every single person knows this mantra, even the child knows this mantra. Somehow, maybe, because Tibet is Tibet, you know, I'm not saying that Tibet is like special than the rest of the world, I'm not saying that, but Tibet is very much blessed by our Lord Dishavas, you know, Buddha of Compassion, Charity, that that's what, therefore, Tibetan people believe that His Holiness, you know, is the manifestation of our Lord Dishavas. That's why it's called Charity. So anyway, land that was circled by Snow Mountain was very much blessed by Charity due to the karmic connections between Charity and Tibetan people, I'm not sure how many, many lifetimes before. So there were some kind of commitments that Chinese made, there's some kind of connections. So anyway, so that's what I'm thinking. Due to that, you know, the land was very much blessed by Chinese. So because of that, in that land, every people's, knows, you know, this money mantra, you know. Particularly in the lay community, that's what they do. No, so my parents, you know, they don't know much about Dharma, so if you ask them what is six perfections, they have no clue. My parents are clueless, you know, even cannot say one of them. If you ask them what is the meaning of money mantra, they don't know. No, is this good? It probably is not good, but they have devotions, you know. Sometimes some people have knowledge, but they have no devotions. So some people have devotion, they have no knowledge. So in pretty much in Tibet, people have devotions, but no knowledge. And sometimes, you know, here in the West, there's a lot of knowledge, but, you know, no devotions. See. It's like, I say, you are not convinced, or not convinced, or maybe marriage is not the cause of happiness, maybe something else, you know. So in the West, you did everything, that you know, you built all kinds of things, you built, you know, computer, you built all kinds of, you know, sophisticated, like, machines you built, like, in this country, like, last 300 years, how much been developed, so much things been created, but still, people are not, you know, still people has not, not been happy as, you know, the progress they made in material world, you know. So, see, not convinced. So, I'm not just talking about blind faith, I'm talking about conviction faith, you know. That's called devotion, conviction faith. Not somebody did something to you, you are convinced based on your experience, based on your practice that you're convinced, you know, it's very beneficial. You're convinced. So, that's called then conviction faith, you know. devotion. So anyway, so Tibet, you know, there's very little knowledge, but you know, there's a lot of devotion. There's there's also like, you know, not good things, but it's better than nothing. So see, so my so then also my mother always, you know, whenever there's spare time, my mother always grab the mala, you know, then recite mani mantra mani. My father occasionally he grabs his mala, my father not like mother. Then, you know, we are sitting there, you know, I go to visit them, like, sometime, like, I get 2 months, 2 months break from monastery, then I go to visit them. So then, so my mom, you know, then she look at my father, he's doing nothing, you know, he's just standing there. Then she tells him, why are you sitting like a donkey? Why are you sitting like a donkey? Grab your mala, say some mantras, mani mantra. My father will not say anything, you know, just, he won't grab them. Sometimes he grabs the malas, you know, then he says, sometimes he don't grab the mala and he don't say anything at all. Then my mom say again, why are you sitting like a donkey? Grab the mala. Did you hear what I said? He grab the mala, say mantra, some few mantras, good. Then sometimes get here, you know, it gets from here. Then he say, I don't say mantra much as you do, and I don't either criticize people much as you do. So then I tell my mother, the point, the whole point is saying mantra is not to benefit, to benefit. He has point. Even though he's not saying mantra, but he has good point. So whether you like or not, maybe need to pay attention. Anyway, that's very common, you know, that mani mantra, they say, you know, mani mantra. So I'm happy that, you know, a number of people are requested at the Kadamba Center to recite 1 million mani mantra. 1 million mani mantra. No need to worry, but, you know, just say 1 million. Mani tumdup. That's very common practice that does in Tibet. So people get together, you know, so that mani tumdup, that's like probably week long mani retreat. What they do, they all get together, you know, they recite mani mantra. So then, after 1 week, everybody finish 1 million mani mantra. See, so then you, when you read, I was wondering whether this text is already translated in English or not. So maybe, if not, then maybe with one of the venerable nuns, maybe I will translate this into English. So when you read the benefit of that is like really amazing. You know, as I mentioned before, life in samsara is already complicated, you know. It is complicated, life in samsara. It's not going to be perfect. Because it's part of samsara, you know. So, we are not going to be happy all the time. Why? There's reason, you know. There's reason, because this is, you know, this whole is like, this whole thing is created by, I say, a wild wave of, you know, action and disturbing thought. That's how this environment, this whole, it's not environment, but it's like circumstance in the samsara. This created by not like power of wish, you know. It's like this created by, this is a result of, you know, this individual result or the common result of, you know, this action, and this action is action, and the disturbing thought is considered as a wild wave. So this, you know, samsara is considered as the oceans. So we have been carrying our inside the ocean, you know, like up and down, side back and forth, side to side, you know, because we have actions, we have this disturbing thought. This is like not just mild, you know, so it's like it's wild. So need to be, how you say, contain. You know, even in this, sometimes we do enjoy and sometimes you feel happy. That's quite amazing. So need to be, you know, how to practice contentment. So I think just knowing what is samsara. So I think it's good to read a little bit about what is samsara, you know. So then many unrealistic expectations will reduce, because just knowing own existence, you know, knowing that only existence. Oh. So anyway, so the money mantra, we are Dharma friend, you know. I share my Dharma knowledge, and I share with you. I consider all of us a friend, Dharma friend. So now this retreat, money retreat, you know, you recite money mantra, you get benefit. And we all do it in the good doing, like group practice is always more powerful. And I kind of keep forgetting, you know, each class I mean to ask or request people, when you come in, go one round, stupa, one round. Not that difficult. No, this is very good, you know, so that when you go out and just go one round, you know, if you go three rounds, just go one round. Sometimes I wish that people can see how much that karma purifies. Unfortunately, we can't see, you know. Benefit of going one round, it's like, it's amazing, you know, bringing your own pet, taking around the stupa, you know. So benefit, that's why they build this, you know, holy object. So I myself, you know, try to be mindful whenever I come to center, I go around before I come in. And then when I go out, and I try to go around one round, you know, so that purifies. So that's how you help each other as a Dharma friend, you know. So then reciting this money mantra, I already explained a little bit, so I think I'm going to translate this text with one of the Venerable Nuns and maybe into English, so then people can see the benefit, okay? going back, you don't have to, you know, sit like this, you know, you can, before you wake up, you know, in the bed, you can just say, you know, in the bed, you can say, before you go to bed, you can say in the bed, you know, doesn't have to be in your altar room, doesn't have to be in the temple, you can just say, you know, Nyeti, just say, yeah, so people, then my parents, when they wake up in the bed, they just listen like, then they just recite money mantra. So then, you know, this is called prayer veil. There's some of them, you can, there's this, probably millions of mantra inside that, you know, so then you tune. So this is another one, you know, that people use. So when you go to Nepal and Tibet, you know, so you, people you see, and this is called handheld money mantra, prayer veil. So this is not truest one, this is authentic one. This is for practice. Some of them, they're for tourists. So when people they bring here, so when I open, it's just magazine inside. That's the magazine you cannot read in Nepal. In Hindi, Nepali language, it's just magazine. They put it there. So the tourists have no idea. You know, actually, this is for supposed to fit with the prayer, money mantra. So see, authentically, this how. That's how the mantra should be. This old mantra then is wrapped in the cloth. So this is authentic. So this is not here, piece of bamboo. Underneath this piece of bamboo, they put it there. So the bamboo, edge of the bamboo is quite sharp. So the underneath there, there's shell. See, then they, you know, they just, when Tibetan people get retired, they don't go play golf. There's a golf. So see, now it's, whenever they struck, you put the wax, under the wax, and it'll turn. So then the idea, this the bamboo is kind of, edge is kind of sharp. So then you turn, then it go through the shell. It go through the shell. See. Next time when you see, you know, somebody, when you see the shell here, that means if you see four or five, that means that person went through all the shells. There's that many shells they went through. So, some of, you know, my friend, one of my friend's mother in India, she go through shell once a week. She go through one shell. So see, my aunt in Nepal, you know, so she has. I asked, she showed me like many shells. They should go through. You know, that's what they do. You know, they say they, and at the same time they say, oh, money, more money, more money. That's what they do. You know, prayer will. So it's making, you know, of course it makes them happy. It makes them happy. At the same time, it's creating marriage. It's not just this life. If something goes on after this, nobody knows. People have, like some people, they remember their past life. If they remember past life, there will be future life too. You know? If something goes on, what's the matter? Merit is matter. Merit, that's what's matter. Nothing matter. Even this body become no longer useful. You know? Nothing become anything. Like you could be billionaire, have like multiple house, you know, mansion, every part of the country, or time of death means nothing. What is matter? It's a matter. It's the merit. If you create merit, that will determine your future. The merit. So therefore, you know, I thought it's important. I'm not sure. Every Sunday people come here to listen to me. I'm not sure how much merit they create. So therefore I request them, please, when you come in, go one round stupa. When you go out, go one round stupa. That guarantee you create some merit, no doubt. So now reciting Mani mantra, that will also so little things could go wrong and so much merit has been created. So when you read this is the explanation of the Mani mantra. So I did order one books about all this money mantra, like this big. Unfortunately, it's not here. So this, it will get here Wednesday. Didn't show up from Nepal. Thursday, no show. Friday, no show. I said, okay, what you can do, there's nothing you can do. So that text, I'm not going to translate. I don't think you can translate because like this big, there's thousands of pages. This one, probably, I will translate. No? So, you know, this idea, so they go through shell, you know, the shell. So then when one shell, then they move the side, then they move side. Sometimes each shell has three holes. That's how much they go through. So then they go through this prayer wheel. And there's all kind of visualization. I don't want you to worry about all this kind of visualization. I want you just say, I'm not ordering you to say the Mani mantra. What I'm saying is, if you say Mani mantra, it's very beneficial. There's so many unknown, how to say, complications that we experience in samsara. Some of them have obvious, some of them we have no clue. You know, that doesn't mean that's not going to happen. It's going to happen, only it's a matter of time. So there's many, many things like that. We'll take care of by reciting Mani mantra. So many other obstacles. Huh? So, there's so much, you know. So I will translate this text, okay? Then I'll make available. Then you read. So, then I'll give you some explanation of the mantra. Then while you're reciting that, you have something to think. In Tibetan community, people don't bother to know the meaning of mantra. You know, so they just say Mani mantra. Probably out of 100 people, probably 95 people, they don't know the meaning of the mantra. So that does not stop them from saying the mantra. They do say Mani mantra. It will be interesting to say just tung so means tung means million. So means teeth that produced by reciting 1 million Mani mantra. In Tibet that happened quite a bit, so I think in the West I think it never happens. So worth to try, see whether you get new teeth or not new teeth. So if you get new teeth, it's called tung so, means like the result of reciting 1 million Mani mantra. Sometimes they say, you know, if you show too much, the tooth will disappear. If you show too many people, it will disappear. So anyway, so that's another point. Truth is not the point. No, so I'm saying that because that happens. No, that happens. No? So then, you know, if you, it's so easy to say, you know, Om Mani Padme Hum, it doesn't require much time. You just say, second, Om Mani Padme Hum, 1 month is finished. You know, so if you say that, then it's beneficial, it's very beneficial, you know. So you will feel good. If you want to feel good, you know, we have to do something. And do something, something that, you know, we make very little mistake. So that's the Mani Mantra. So, Mani Tungdub in Tibet, as I mentioned before, not in the monastery, lay communities. The community get together a week long, you know, so all they do is like, you know, they bring their prayer well, you know, they all get together and they recite Mani Mantra, that's all they do. 1 week, everybody finish 1 million Mani Mantra. That means each person finish 1 million Mani Mantra. So my parents participated, my aunt, you know, every year in Nepal, you know, that's very common practice. In Tibetan community, like in particular in Tibet, you know, so they get together, they recite Mani Mantra. So I was thinking to maybe create some kind of that kind of tradition here at the center. We all get together, say Mani Mantra. Then intention should be, you know, like to benefit, not just yourself, to benefit, you know, all the beings, all living beings, okay? So there's a couple of benefits I would like to, you know, say. Then after that, we'll recite the Mani Mantra. Okay, so first I just want to explain. So this is particular design for Mani retreat, so I will take advantage. You know, usually I did explain Sunday class, there's not much time, there's only 1 hour. Then if I talk too much about that, then, you know, there'll be no enough time to read the book. So this here, you get to be ringa di dena parishim roshin zogon juro. Chujal Sanzen Gombo, that's the Dharma king of Tibet, no, Sanzen Gombo. It's like the president of Tibet. It's almost like president of Tibet. No, we don't have president, we have king. On that time we have king, we don't have president, prime minister. He's like president. President? Huh?
You have president exile now.
Yeah, now no king. So His Holiness doesn't want to be king. So he refused to be king. You know? So he then changed. Or like now, that's before that Tibet, they're only ruled by king. So Chujal means the Dharma king, means like the king that embrace, you know, Buddha Dharma. It's not just wealth and like power and position. It's also, you know, embrace, like everybody should, you know, practice. Everybody should respect elderly. All the elderly should respect, love the younger one. There's no, how is it, 16 guidelines taught by King Sanzen Gombo. Ten types of divine dharma and 16 human dharma, so that he invented that to benefit, you know. Not just to take care of the environment, and also take care of the being in the environment too, that he taught this, you know, teachings and the widely practiced, you know, and all the school, Tibetan school, and everybody, you know, every class been taught that 16 guidelines, you know, showing respect to parents, showing respect to the elderly, show love, kindness to the younger one, all of that. So that's the king, Dharma king, Sanzen Gombo, you know. You get to be ringed, then a father's emotion is open, so this is like the six syllable mantra. If you like to think something about something, when you say the Om Mani Padme Hum mantra, if you want to think something, so then the first, you know, you need to think about six perfections. If you want to think six perfections. But please don't stop. If you have desire to say Mani mantra, you don't have to think six professions all the time. Just say mantra, just say. So long time ago, there's one young African-American woman in her 20s, mid-20s or early 20s, I'm not sure. She came, she has all kind of problems. She's thinking to go to Thailand somewhere, they do retreat. And I asked, you know, to say 100,000 Tara mantra. I say, don't ask questions, just say, you know. But she did say 100,000 Tara mantra. Later on, I met her again. She said she's much, much better. I'm not surprised. So sometimes, you know, many knowledge, but, you know, very little, you know, practice. So even though you cannot think about six profession all the time, but please, they should not stop saying Mani mantra. So just, you know, just say, so easy to say. So now the six syllable mantra here. First one you see here, Om, you see. But this is in Tibetan, so anyway, that's Om, that's the first syllable, that's Om. Jimbe Padu Chimbe Sunu. So I will explain, there's two, maybe couple, you know, the meaning of the mantra, okay? That then you have some, you have something to think about when you say the word. And even His Holiness said, you know, so it's good to know the meaning. But that didn't happen in Tibet. No, Tibet, or in the monastery, they study. No, in lay community, there's no time to study. They just say. Anyway, this is a common practice they do. Then number of people from the center are doing this 1 million Mani mantra. There's number of them doing. Believe or not, it will benefit center. It will benefit center. So, whoever doing practice, when they come to center, believe or not, your presence makes difference. But it's not visible, but it makes difference. That's how the place become holy. Then after many generations, that's where they go to visit, because this place has been blessed by so many people, different level of understanding of Dharma, different level of merit they created. You know, that's why, you know, people, some cases people have been healed by visiting holy site. No surprise. That's how the place become, you know, holy. So each time when you do practice home, so it's benefiting, you know, it's invisible, but it's not visible, but invisible is benefiting. So it benefits center too. So anyway, so the first mantra, Om, Jimbe Pardashimba, Jimbe Pardashimba, this, we can think about out of six perfections. The first one is called generosity. Generosity. When you say Om, you can think about generosity. Jimba. So, there's four types of generosity. When we think about generosity, doesn't mean no material. No, gift is not, doesn't have to be material gift. Jimba, there's four types of generosity. Giving, of course, you know, giving materials, object. That's one form of practice of generosity. One form of generosity, giving material object. Then giving, you know, giving positive advice, what we call dharma, you know, giving positive advice, how to stay away from disturbing thought. Giving advice, positive advice. Does advice means good or can be negative?
It can be bad.
It can be bad. No, not the bad advice. Not the bad advice. That's going to be impure generosity. There's two types of generosity: pure generosity, impure generosity. Giving weapon, giving poison. These are even giving. That's impure giving. You know, giving. That's 32 impure generosity. That's like giving poison, giving weapon. All this. You know, this is not the same. Giving bad advice. Not that one. Good advice. Any advice that you give to the people that, you know, makes them aware, stay away from disturbing thought, that's called dharma. Second type of, you know, the second form of generosity or practice of generosity. Then giving protections, you know, giving protections from insecurity, fear, all of that, giving protections. Then giving love. Giving love. That's fourth type of generosity. Giving material object, giving advice, positive advice. Here is a dharma, not here, but some other text, not here. Advice, good advice. Then giving protections and giving love, protections from, you know, feeling of insecurity or fear, all of that. So that's what you can think. Just think about generosity. If you want to elaborate that, then there's four types of generosity you can think. Is it clear? Four types of generosity. If you want to spend a little more time, then you can think about four types of generosity. So then it's usually just generosity. Imagine. There's the first word, okay? Om. The first word, this Om. This is called six syllable mantra. Sometimes when you see seven, Om Mani Padme Hum, she. The she is not supposed to be there. So she is supposed to be in the center. But when you write the mantra, there's no way to put center. How you put in center? So then some people, they feel like they just put there. This is called six syllable mantra, not seven syllables. Six syllables, no. I'm not going to say it's a mistake, but you know, that last letter, syllable, should be in the center. But when you write it down, there's no way to put it in the center. So then some people put it there. This is called six syllable mantra, or mani into. She, that's the, seat. Syllable, seed syllable. So that means seed syllable, you know, sometimes there's symbol that represents, the symbol that, illustrations of the particular deities in Tara, green thumb, the seed syllable. So that very green thumb, then, you know, in your mind, first you visualize that, and that very green thumb become Tara. That's why it's called seed syllable. Seed means it will become something, right? If it's apple seed, then eventually it becomes apple. So seed means, you know, it becomes something. So that's called seed syllable. That very syllable is like seed, because it become something, because you plant it there, and then slowly through your meditation has stages, then that thumb become Tara, then all kind of practice that you do, then dissolve everything back to there, then, you know, dissolve the here, all of that. So the Shri is the seed syllable of Chenrezig, our local Sherava. People, they use the syllables to visualize Chenrezig. So it should be in the middle, okay, the six syllable mantra. So there's the first one, Om, okay. Then Ma, so see, Om. Then second syllable called Ma. Ma. This second syllable. That's, you know, you can think about ethics, morality. You can think about ethic and morality. There's like Nijidam Bitsujim. The first, I'm not sure about the order, but I will explain. There's three types of morality. I will explain that. Not sure about the order, but that's not that. That doesn't matter. One type of morality is benefiting others. That's one type of morality, benefiting others. Then creating merit. So going around the stupa, that's also morality too. Going around the stupa, that's morality. Gyavachudi. Any like positive deed is also, you know, morality. Gyavachudi. Then staying away from disturbing thought. That's the morality that usually, generally people know, right? Morality usually means, you know, like I say, staying away from the disturbing thought. You know, such as, you know, lying, cheating, stealing, killing, all of that. So that's like the one kind of morality. Staying away happily, deliberately, voluntarily, not out of fear, happily, you know, like with a deeper understanding why it's important to stay away because every action has result. The result is going to experience by not by a piece of rock there outside. We may hope some, or maybe tree should experience the result. I'll create action, but maybe result should be experienced the tree. That's not going to happen. So results, so because of that, deeper understanding of law of causality or karma, so then, deliberately staying away from this, disturbing thought, disturbing thought. So that's called, that's the morality is commonly known. Commonly known? So then another one is creating merit, benefiting sentient beings. There's two types of morality. If you want to expand, if you want to stay, say, meditate, then there's something to think. Not generosity, generosity, four types of generosity. Ma, it's not just morality, there's three types of morality. You can expand your meditation period, okay? Second one, ma. Ni, patient. Patient, which is badly needed or no needed. It's badly needed, Patience. So, See, ni, patience, okay? Generosity, ma, ethic, ni, patience. So, then, dunga thangleng suba, nijol chimeng suba. First one is commonly known, Nijula means somebody who's harming you. Sometimes it's very obvious, sometimes it's not obvious, we just guess. That happened quite a bit while we are driving. We just guess, Nijie means somebody who's harming you. Nijie chimen yu sewa. So in order to put those into practice, that requires deeper understanding why I should do that, why, what's the benefit. You have to have some knowledge. Otherwise, putting those into practice is not that easy. Otherwise, everybody practices patience. So patience is not easy to practice. Nijula chiminyama shubhas. First one is nijula chiminyama means, so you please tell me, how you define patience? What is patience? So don't worry, we have time to, if you are eager to recite Mani Mantra, then I'll stop. We will have time. Yeah, Christian, yeah.
Not allowing yourself to get angry, controlling your anger.
Not allowing yourself to get angry.
Patience is the opposite of anger, kind of.
Yeah, that's true. So not allowing yourself to be angry, that's a good one. So, anybody else want to contribute? Yeah. So that's good. Please remember, that's a good one. Not allowing yourself to be angry, that's a good one. So that's one.
It's on the same line, endurance or tolerance.
Okay.
To be tolerant.
Tolerance means...
not being angry, basically accepting, enduring, keeping to endure. I don't know how to.
Like patient and tolerant, there's two different words, same meaning?
Similar meaning.
Tolerance.
Slight difference.
For other religions, tolerance, for other types of beliefs, allowing other people that are different from you.
Tolerance.
More accepting. I was just thinking, when somebody's harming you, you can be more, know that this is, it's okay. So you can walk away from it. You don't have to get angry.
Yeah, very good. Any more?
I think tolerating, a lot of times it means just allowing someone to do something that you don't like, but being okay with it, like tolerating a child's bad behavior.
Yeah, being okay, okay, being okay. So there's a neutral achievement. Being okay. Being okay. No, being okay with, you know, so... So don't you think, like, does that require some knowledge? Without knowledge, you know, it's not that easy to do. Being okay, okay, being okay with, that's like neutral achievement. Being okay with if somebody cuts you up, being okay, you know, being okay, yeah, rather than going out of your mind. So most, being okay.
Most of the time you see tolerance today, when you see it written, it usually means to be tolerant of other different kinds of people. Like we should be tolerant of different religions, different races, different... It's sort of meant as a very good thing that we should be politically, and they have a lot of... Yeah,
yeah, I like that, being okay. Being okay, I like that. Being okay with, you know... So being... Then okay, there's probably different layers of being very okay. Being... what do you think? Yeah, being very okay or being okay, you know, like it's not like I don't care. You do care, you know. Being okay doesn't mean like being numb, becoming, like I said, not like, not having, that's not like that. You do have very strong feeling, but being okay, you know. So that requires some kind of knowledge, I think, on being okay. Yeah.
Another way of expressing what has already been said is an equanimity that comes from compassion of the others, of trying to understand and accept why they might be the way they are.
So that's very good, all of that. So see, the I think the being okay, you know, being neutral, that's the first one, being okay, neutral, that's the first one that's commonly known as a patient, being okay, you know. So that requires some understanding, you know. It's not about being okay with the actions. It's being okay with the actor. Actor? Not actions. The act, that's, no, this action is negative. That's, nobody will be okay. Even the enlightened being will be not be okay. You know, this action, as far as actions is concerned, that, you know, whatever, like, as a countermeasure that people need to take, that, you know, out of compassion, need to take. As far as the actor is concerned, then being okay with the actor, because actor is poisoned by anger. That's what we call three poison, or maybe ignorance, you know, so not knowing about, as a, not having any clue, they're just, you know, following someone else, been ordered to criticize, somebody else criticizing, or then I'll also criticize too, not having any clear understanding out of ignorance, you know, ignorance, or then attachment, you know, all of that. So being okay, that's very good, mutual achievement, so being okay. So that, you know, actor, actions, then how is the director? Director, that's like disturbing mind. this is the one. That's the one, you know. Like okay, so that to be nimotase concern is enlightened being see is the disturbing thought as a problem, not the person. So person, you know, has ability to become enlightened, not the persons. So they don't. So anyway. Neutral achievement, that's good now, being okay, so that's very good, being okay. Well, that requires some deeper understanding, otherwise it can be done very easily. Neutral achievement, so then, dunga thaleng soba. So then the second type of patient is accepting difficulties. Does not mean wishing difficulties. Yeah, nobody wishes difficulties. But accepting, once you face difficulty, so there's two choices. You can deny, or you can be very resentful, or you can accept. You need to try, you know, like denying, and not being happy, yeah, being very unhappy. Yeah, this, no, everybody does the same thing. Now, how about accepting, deliberately, voluntarily, accepting that? So that also requires some knowledge. Without knowledge, you know, so, first of all, we have to stop being resentful and not liking, because situation is already there. It's not like you're wishing for some difficulties. It's already there. So now, accepting deliberately, voluntarily, dunga thangling soba, one type of patience, dunga thangling soba, that is also patient too. Okay, accepting difficulties. So, like, see, when you go to see doctors, you know, doctors, I myself don't like at all when they take my blood. No, I don't like it at all. So, but no, certain pain, when you go see the doctor, you accept deliberately for greater, as a greater, greater benefit. No, see, if cutting one finger, if that saves your life, people deliberately, voluntarily do. But cutting finger is not, you know, usually like it's not, nobody accept, no, nobody want to cut their finger. When it comes down on saving life, people, you know, so that's like accepting difficulty voluntarily, deliberately. Dunga thane seva. There's many, many like cases like that. Many, many dunga thane seva. So that also, you know, require different answers. Okay, dunga thane seva. Nature achieve dunga chulang hising seva. Then last one is like able to bear hardship when it's come down on practice, spiritual practice, spiritual practice. See. Practicing altruistic attitude is not easy. Because why? Because there's unruly beings are everywhere. Unruly beings are everywhere, unhappy everywhere. Not easy to practice altruistic attitude. You are going to face hardship to continue your altruistic attitude, but not to give up, you know, so that able to bear hardship for the greater cause, or not able to give up altruistic attitude. So chulang is in the So see, Shakyamuni Buddha said, okay, I'm going to sit here under the Bodhi trees till I reach enlightenment. That took 6 years. I'm not going to move. No, happy, not going to move. They said, 6 years, solid meditation, sit under the Bodhi tree. That like, able to bear hardship. You have willpower, heart power to bear hardship to, you know, for the greater cause, the greater result. What do you say? Get a greater benefit, exactly, greater benefit. Oh. So there's three types of patient, okay? Oh. So then after that, we'll take a short break, then come back, then we'll recite mantra. See? Or maybe no short break. So this is not very strict retreat, so if you want to go to PP, please you go, okay? No need to, just go. Mani. Pe. Aja om maj om je mani pe chindri pe there's two there's pe there's four syllable okay chindri effort not just effort no joyful effort not just effort doing require some effort but doing it happily. You know, happily, doing it happily. So see, when you say mani mantra, it requires effort. But you know, wow, you know, while you're saying, it's come happy, you know, come happy to say, joyful effort, not just effort, joyful effort. So otherwise, not every effort. That's not one of the six professions. This is like joyful effort, gewalt to a simple, happy that you're doing something that for greater benefit. Doing something for greater benefit. So because of that, you know, happy, just enjoying doing it. Not just doing it, you know. Then, so I don't think that Chunji has no friends. It's kind of lonely. Concentrations. It has many, many friends, probably hundreds of friends, but no time to explain. concentration. Benefit of concentration is make your mind calm, peaceful, meaning you concentrate. If you concentrate 5 minutes, your 5 minutes your mind is calm and peaceful. If you concentrate 20 minutes, 20 minutes your mind is calm and peaceful. So because result of that concentration is, you know, peaceful. So then ultimate result, that the power of concentration will create the you are going to be born in the land that's less, you know, distractions. Concentration on concentration. Then, who? So now, last one. Who? Wisdom. Wisdom liberates. The wisdom, there's three types of wisdom. Wisdom by listening or reading, then you generate some understanding, that's called wisdom. Then you generate another understanding, a little bit deeper understanding by thinking. That's called samjungisha, reflecting what you read, what you heard, what you discussed. Then there's like a little bit deeper wisdom generated by thinking. First one is just simply reading, listening, tijungisha. Then samjungisha, that's the second one, a little bit deeper. Then third one is really deeper. So that one, that liberates. So kumjungisha means then that produced by meditations. Series of meditations. Series means what? Series means sometimes I say the word, I don't know the word, I just say maybe like I means like okay. No, serious, not very serious. No serious, no serious. Of course, serious.
Ashla, you're saying series, correct? Like a number of sessions,
yeah, series,
that are all related.
Series.
Yeah. Not series.
Yeah,
series.
So whatever it is. So there's two. There's two, right? One is series.
Right.
Of course, that will produce, but serious meditations. Many times. Many times. So that's like the wisdom, you know, that wisdom liberates. All kind of problems, even all kind of temporary problems, samsara, if you have clear understanding, you will be not affected by that. Whatever the circumstance, you will be not dramatically affected by that situation because you have clear understanding. You are not just looking in one angle, you are looking from the broader pictures. So then situation is not that, situation does not impact you dramatically in negative way. Your mind is fine. Even though there's some problem, your mind is absolutely fine. Even though you cannot move your hand, part of your body, your mind is 100% fine. Even if you get some kind of stroke, doesn't affect, even little tiny bit, your mind doesn't affect tiny bit. Your mind is absolutely happy, fine. It doesn't have any negative impact at all. So that's not done mind. Wisdom, three types of wisdom. Wisdom generated by listening, reading, discussing. Wisdom generated by thinking. Then wisdom generated by deeper thinking, not just one time, multiple times, many times. So that wisdom then really liberates, no questions, then liberates. So these are the six perfections, okay? Six perfections, they're related to the six syllable mantra. So now we will say the mantra, okay? Say the mantra. Is there any stanza before that we say the mantra? Any stanza? In English. So anyway, so we will translate. We will translate later. We will translate. So then if you are interesting to say 1 million money mantra, so make a commitment as a from now on I will at least say 3 mantras, something, make small commitment rather than maybe say I will say 1,000 a day, that's too much to keep. So then till I finish 1 million mantra, money mantra, I will say at least something, that, like few, like 3, 4, 5, something like that. Then I will keep that continuously till I finish 1 million money mantra. So then, definitely, there will be, I will translate the benefit. No, it's not just benefit you, it's benefit like whole, like community. So benefit like, it creates, people will feel, we don't need to explain, people will feel when they come in, they will feel. And they will feel, the person who is saying the money mantra, they will feel that there's benefit, just seeing that person, there's benefit, there's so much benefit. So I was one, once in a while you wonder, why you don't say money mantra, Oh yeah, so now, you are welcome to use, if you have prayer well, you are welcome to use. You can, it will take some practice, So now, right now, this is not tuning very well. So that means I'm not using this quite well at home. It's been sitting there a long time now. My bamboo didn't went to the shell, even one shell, since I got this. But I use mala quite a bit, So you can, use prayer well, just then you say the mantra at the same time. Jinji ma gui kundo gan zu san jinji u la ji tu jie jinji lu la zi ji ri zi la cha zi lu. O ma ne bi mi hu, o ma ne bi mi, o ma ne bi mi, o ma ne bi mi. So we chant 7 times. Om mani padme hum, Om mani padme hum, Om mani padme hum, Om mani padme hum, Om mani padme hum. Children, do the short dedication, send the dedication, please.
So we'll do the dedication on page 246 for Master Shantideva. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, attain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of my merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be free. May the powerless find power, and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world.
Number nine, the region of Bolanja, the Lodge, the Mazamazan Mogono, the Bolanja, the Lodge, the Mazamazan Mogono, 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 the Lodge, I'm going to say this medium vision of our location of mantra, it's quite long, so just simply hearing them, there's a lot of benefit for your health. And all kind of things, okay? I'm going to say three times. Then we'll stop. Namo Ratnantaya, Namo Bhagavane, Bezasaran Ramantane, Tatangataya, Arahate, Samyasam Buddhaya, Tatam Beza, Beza Maha, Beza Maha, Beza Maha, Beza Maha, Beza Maha, Beza Maha, Namo Ratnantaya, Namo Bhagavane, Bezasaran Ramantane, Tatangataya, Arahate, Samyasam Buddhaya, Namasavadnagataya, Arahate, Samyasam Buddhaya, Nama aya awaloke desharaya bodhisattaya mahasattaya mahakaranika teyatam dara dara diri diri duru duru iji viti sade sade trasade trasade kusume kusume var ilimili adhisa abanaya zova namo ratnandaya ya namo aya jana sakara birudanaya shuvaransaya tatangataya arahate samyasam buddhaya namasavadatangataya arahate samyasam buddhaya nama aya awaloke desharaya bodhisattaya mahasattaya Mahakarnikati adam dara dara diri diri duru duru iti vidi sani sani trasani kusumi kusumi vare ili minasi dada dada bani yasava. Namo ratnandaya namo ratnandaya namaya janasakara berudana yuvaradaya dada kataya arahate samyasam buddhaya namasavata dakadami arahate samyasam buddhimi. Nama aya avaloke desharaya bodhisattaya mahasattaya mahakarnikati adam dara dara diri diri duru duru iti vidi sani sani. Yeah, thank you very much. Excellent, wonderful. So if you don't mind, the end of the retreat, will you collect the numbers? For the record.
Of how many mantras people are saying?
Yeah. So no, not people, like as a group, how many mantras we said as a group. So maybe this is the first money retreat. I've been here 16 years. So this is the first time this is happening. It took like 16 years. So for the record, so you know, this is like, I really like to, you know, have this kind of group practice. We practice together. So I think that's good. So this is the first time. Maybe... We are not doing marathon mantras. Huh? How do you say? Mantra
marathon.
This is not mantra marathon. So just, you know, just give you whatever number you decide, just keep. So let's say, if you end up, just put a piece of paper, just put it there, somewhere there. So then collect. To rejoice, you know? It's a good to rejoice. That's the only reason. When you count number, then you know, next time when you think, you rejoice, that's all. You know, otherwise, a benefit will not increase if you count. If you don't count, benefit will decrease, not like that. No, you just rejoice. Oh, this is okay. You know, in this life, I said 1 million money mantra, you know. So there's something to rejoice, okay. You know?
So we just said mantras for about a half an hour, and so if you weren't keeping track, you could count for a half an hour in the next session and then estimate. Is that okay, Geshe-la, to try and come up with a number? I think many people weren't keeping track of how many
okay.
they were doing.
No, whoever counts, just put it there. Don't estimate. Just
okay.
The next time count if you know. So So doesn't matter if you didn't count. Doesn't matter. I was just. We don't have to collect the number. I thought it would be nice to collect, but we don't have to collect. No, doesn't matter.
And then, Geshe-la, we have a potluck in the lobby today to help keep the feeling of retreat so people don't have to leave and go to lunch.
Oh.
Do you have any instructions about during lunch if we should eat in silence or if we're talking should talk?
No need of silence. So just eat, you can eat, talk, no need of silence. And here, then really recite mantra. So this is not like really traditional retreat. So traditional retreat, you know, even the traditional retreat then has, after the session you can talk. And here then need to be mindful, you know, then say, so see, you can recite, when I recite, I dedicate it, you know, mala. Oh, this is for my father who passed away. This is for my mother who passed away, you know. This is for all the Tibetans who self-immolated, like 100, for them, you know. So then all these, you know, people who just crashed, whole airplane went down, everybody died, except for them, you know. So like that. So then really helps me to be fresh, you know, like, you know, so then I dedicated them, each round of mine, I dedicated for all the people, like, see, the children who are in mental hospital, you know. I dedicate, I say for them, you know. So then helps, okay? Something like that. Next session. You know.
And could you please bless the food, Geshe-la?
Arahat yasam yasam buda yasam 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 maa bisa 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 namo ratnanda ya namo bhagavate bhaja sara namada nidada kada arahat yasam yasam buda yasam 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 maa bisa 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 maa Bon appétit. Different. So then after that, then we'll chant Mani Mantra together. We'll chant maybe 21 times. Then why we are chanting, then if you can reflect on the word, each was each syllable, what it means, you know. This morning I just, you know, I finished. There is a combining the six syllable mantra with the six perfection, practice of six perfections. I finished that. You know, people ask me when somebody pass away from their family, and they ask me what kind of prayer they should say. Mani mantra, no? That's what we do in Tibet. Some people may think, oh, maybe Geshe-la is kind of, you know, saying something very easy, you know. No, I'm not saying, because this is what we do in, because Tibet, you know, like, whole country, you know, is like, how you say, like, whole the culture and tradition very deeply rooted in Buddhism. So, So when people, you know, like pass away, so what do you say? You each time when you remember them, you say Mani Mantra. That's what you do. So this Mani Mantra is very, very, very commonly practiced in Tibet. And if you are seeing some of your pets get sick, dying, you know. There's all kind of things you can do, you know. If you have children, so, you know, you can say mani mantra and blow in their food. They eat the liquid they drink, you can just blow them, it will bless. So when you pour that water in the lake, all the life in the lake will get blessed, you know. Mm-hmm. So, and believe or not, people who are saying the mani mantra, when somebody touch you, they get benefit, believe or not. When the wind touch you, then wind touch some other being, they get benefit. You know, this is because of this mantra. Mm? So powerful mantra. Huh? Only, it will prevent from all the lower rebirth. No, it will prevent from just saying that. It will prevent from all the lower rebirth. No, all kind of lower rebirth. Okay, that's something to remember. Oh, it will know. So there's okay. I'm not sure. Like my parents are about to die. I'm worried about this next life. Just say mani mantra. Just say mani mantra. At the ear, just say the mani mantra. That will prevent. Even just hearing the mani mantra will prevent. You know, prevent from all the lower rebirth. Okay? That's why, you know. Because all the lower rebirth. Oh, listen, what you say. So they know just that no, the mani mantra will, somebody who say mani mantra, somebody who hear mani mantra, somebody who cough mani mantra in the stone. You know, see in Tibet, like there's like hundreds of thousands of pieces of stone that cough, just cough on the cover for mani mantra, just put it there, you know, like. So there's no carving mani mantra also benefits. Writing mani mantra also benefits. No, so it will prevent from all the lower rebirth. Whoever them just people who sees the mani mantra which is carved on the rock, it will last there thousands of years. So people who sees them just seeing them get benefit. There's a lot of benefit. So then what do you call this in Sanskrit, what is called Siddhi, spiritual attainment, that's how they translate it. Spiritual attainment called Siddhi. There's common Siddhi, uncommon Siddhi. So one will achieve all of that saying mani mantra. All the Siddhi, you know, one will achieve all the Siddhi. So, some of the Siddhi, you know, say like, if some of you out there worrying about maybe, you know, like there's some kind of obstacles created by invisible spirit, some reciting mani mantra will prevent that. I'm not sure how many people in America believe in ghosts. But you hear a lot of them in Singapore, Malaysia, Hong Kong, Taiwan, that part of the world. You know, there's a lot of, you know, of course, also Tibet too, you know. So people, you know, worry about there's something there. There's the part of the same, like all the Southeast Asian country, like many of them have been there, So people, you know, worry about. So I'm not sure here in this country. So people are very, very, very much scientific mindset. I'm not sure. So they believe in Star Wars. Southeast Asian people, they don't believe in Star Wars. Any obstacle, yeah, there are many, many obstacles. Huh? Some of them are caused by human, some of them are caused by, you know, we are not only being on this planet, you know, so there are many, many invisible, different types of, not just one type, different types of invisible beings, they're around, you know. So, probably some of them are, you know, like, for expecting something, you know. Some of them are expecting something, and some of them are, there are all kind of different reasons, you know. All kind of different reasons, not always, you know, expecting something. Different reasons. There's many, many, no, there's not just one, there's many, many different types of invisible species. They're around. So sometimes an obstacle caused by that, here you don't hear much. So sometimes I'm wondering, you know. So here, there's not, you know, there's any, not, people don't really, ritual, you know, so then, you know, what you have is a mental hospital, therapist, psychiatrist, counselors, that you have many, many different things to help. That part of the world, they don't have, you know, psychiatrist, there's no counselor, no, there's no, then they pretty much heal by different types of rituals that people do, particularly in that part of the, you know, to me there's many different rituals that, you know, heals them. So, any obstacles, you know, that's created by, if you are worried, you will prevent reciting Mani Mantra. Then, the Hungi Dragage, Nijatam Jatsarjib, Murutavan Jiroche. So then all the siddhi will be achieved, not right away, but, you know, eventually will achieve. Then will prevent, right away, it will prevent from the lower, all the lower rebirth, it will prevent. Then it is a good idea to say Mani Mantra to your children, you know. So, I'm saying you saying to children, not asking children to say, but if they have not wished to say, then, you know, then it's no good. You saying to them rather than you asking them to say, so then they are going to say, "Oh, mommy, take me home." They are not going to say, "Oh, mommy, take me home." They are going to say, "Oh, mommy, take me home." So that means they get tired, you know. "Oh, mommy, take me home, mommy, take me home." Then eventually they say, "Oh, mommy, take me home." They all mix up. So you saying to them, you know, you're saying to other beings, you're saying, you know, this. Then, see, it will prevent from all the lower rebirth, it will shut down the door to God's glory, or prevent from all the lower rebirth. Even it will prevent you to be born in some of the celestial realm, it's not good to be born there, you know. So then also prevent on their own, all lower rebirth. So now, this one now, I want you to remember when you say the Mani Mantra. So six syllable mantra. So you remember six syllables? The first one, Om. When you say, then Om, then please just visualize. Visualize this thing deep down from your heart when you say the word Om. These are, you know, Om Mani Padme Hum, that's sacred word. The mantra means sacred word. Each word, you know, definition of mantra. Means definition of mantra is like protecting mind. Yi means mind, job means protect. That's the definition of mantra. When you say, it will protect your mind. It will protect your mind from fear, from, you know, anger, from ignorance, from jealousy, from attachments, you know, it will protect your mind from disturbing thought. So that's the definition of mantra, okay? So when you say then Om, please remember that, you know, Om, Om ji nimu, but timu is like, you know, ignorance. When you say word Om, then just visualize or think deep down from your heart that, you know, it kind of like eliminates ignorance, no? Particularly fundamental confusions, you know, fundamental confusions, what we call self-grasping mind, mind that grasping on the self. That self is mistaken, you know. That from there, then we say I is only mistaken. Then you say my, this also, you know, then it leads to confusion to confusion, you know. The mind that think about self, you know, self is confused. See? It's confused because of that, then that very mind become like iron cage. Then we are trapped. Basically, we are trapped in that cage. So see, when you say Om, not just ignorance, all the ignorance that included particularly this self-grasping attitude. So there's so much built on that, you know, this all, like the all foundation is, sometimes they call, they translate, the way they translate, fundamental confusion, not knowing what is self. And just guessing or assuming that you don't have clear understanding of self. What is self? You know. So when you eliminate that confusions, then you are about to see the reality, which is like ultimate truth. So then, when you see the ultimate truth, not everything is as serious as you think. You know, then you start this, not everything is not serious as you think. This is all driven by confusions, huh? So then, you know, you don't take, you know, things very seriously. You know, it's like, all the experience is like reflection of the mind. That very mind, the nature of that very mind is empty. No, there's nothing to really grab, it's empty. Nawa, same terminology. Nawa, all the appearances, is like reflection of thought. The nature of that thought is empty, you know. Basically, that's how we see things differently. One person as your friend, someone else enemy. But that one person cannot be both good and bad. That's the reflection of our thought. So that, unfortunately, most of the thought is like produced by or powered by this misunderstanding of self, which is called fundamental confusions, the worst ignorance, okay? So when you say Om, then you just visualize deep down from your heart that the self-grasping mind has been eliminated, okay? Om Che. Then Ma, She Dang, the second syllable, Ma, anger, hatred. Just visualize with the power of the sacred word Ma. When you say, then eliminate anger. Whether you are thinking about the meaning of the mantra or not, when you say the mantra, it minimizes all this the disturbing thought. It minimizes them, okay? It's not just when you think about that, then it minimizes. No, if you don't think about that, it doesn't minimize. It's not like that. It kind of, you know, eventually it will root out from your mental continuum. Ni, then third syllable, sena, how is the holding tightly on something, you know, not able to let it go. Sena means like not letting go. It's like, say, like directly, it means like stinginess. Stinginess, you know, being tied with your knowledge or your possessions or idea, feeling, don't want to share, not wanting to share or not wanting to give, stinginess. So, that what need eliminate the stinginess, so, has a pay, you know, so then false label pay or attachment. Or then the ma, number five, ma, jealousy. The direct antidote will be rejoicing. Instead of asking like, oh, today you seem like very happy, what happened? No. Questioning, did you took some drugs? What is happening? You look so happy. Rather than rejoicing, rejoice. There's a direct antidote for jealousy. Rejoice. Or deja attachment. there are number of meditation been suggested in one of the Vasubandhu texts. What is called Treasure of Knowledge in Abhidharma Kosha. I believe in chapter number 5 or somewhere there. So there's number of meditations been listed there. That for that attachment. Then, the last word, naje, pride. Pride? It's like ball. So then, knowledge is like drop of water. Or it won't stay. It won't stick. Because it won't stick. It just goes down. If you pour one drop of water on the ball, it won't stay. It will just go down. That's pride. You will not learn anything. Not willing to listen to other people's opinion or suggestions that you think my opinion is the best. So then, the downside of this, they are saying in Tibetan, you could get advice from the bird's mouth. Bird's mouth. So even the bird, you know, so nobody thinks, okay, what kind of advice you can get from bird? So you should not look down, you know, even you can get some advice from the bird too. Bird, Lobje Chivukara, yes. I'm not sure it literally means, I'm not sure what does literally mean that you get advice from the bird's mouth or not. But they're saying, has being modest. Modest. Yeah, being modest. When people, when they give some awards, and some people, they say, I'm very humble. I'm very humbled by your honor, you know. You don't hear people say, I'm really, really proud by your honor. Do people say proud or pride? Sometimes, you know. So anyway, how is it being modest, you know, being modest. You know. I remember that in Taiwan. They also have the monks and nuns, so they have very strict rules, you know. So they okay, the monks should eat, you know, fast, and there's all kind of high protocols. So His Holiness always, you know, respect, regardless whether you're monks or nuns, lay people, His Holiness always bowed down for everybody, you know. So one time His Holiness giving some teachings, requested by the group of, I think, Chinese in New York City. So then some people are doing some prayer. Now His Holiness is going like this, down. The Chinese monks lifting him up. one Chinese, I think that's a senior monks. So in their tradition, you are not supposed to bow down to lay people, you know. So His Holiness always. Then I just very the Chinese monks, His Holiness going, there's once a couple of lay people, they are saying some prayer. going down. His shoulder is going like this. The Chinese monk is like. He's older than his holiness, no? Hard to lift his arm. The his was good. So, not knowing what kind of benefit you get, you know, practicing modesty, you know, being humble. Not by somebody told you, know, voluntarily, deliberately, you know, so that, did it. Yeah, so this is the true benefit, you know, this has directly associated with our day-to-day life, you know, mindset. So I thought, you know, it would be nice, you know, so to remember when you chant the mantra, okay? Yeah, those. First one, six perfections. The third one, you know, first one, ignorance. Second, anger. Third, stinginess. Fourth, attachment. Fifth, jealousy. Sixth, pride. No, ngaje. So, So then with that, so we'll say, maybe say again. So because. Mantra. Then, as I mentioned before, usually when I say a mantra, people request me to say prayer. So then I remember each one of them. Then I say mala for each one of them. Then I divide it all. Then if I hear something in the news, then I say for them. And also not just that, all the people here in front of the Tara statue, there's piece of paper, there's a list of people, you know, who request us to pray for them. So then I, you know, say, pray. Then success for the center, you know, then success for all the, you know, like a lot of the mantra I dedicated for my brother and sister back in Tibet, who are struggling every single day, struggling to reach, you know, some kind of like freedom of speech, freedom of practice, religion, all of that. So, been suffering last 60 years, you know, 60 years, and continuously going through difficulties. That then I, as a Tibetan, so I say, you know, a lot of mantra dedicated for their well-being, or something like that. And you can do the same to your family, all the, you know, family who are confused, who are lost, you know, who are depressed, you know, you can say the mantra for them. It will benefit. How? You can say. How you can explain it benefits. Somehow it benefits. So we'll chant 21 times. Chant then. The chanting, the purpose of chanting is they give you more time to reflect on the meaning of the word. So then it becomes meditation. So, I think that's why we chant. Otherwise, you can just say, you know, there's a very reason why you chant. It gives you more time to reflect on the meaning. So there's like saying the gentle word from the mouth, and the same time reflecting on the gentle meaning of the gentle word. So then that become meditation. So that's why you chant. Om mani padme hum. 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 Om mani padme
Happiness and joy by virtue of my merit. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be free. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. Namo Ratna Adaya, Namo Yaya, Nasagadama, Berudana, Jumanadaya, Tadakadaya, Arahadaya, Samya, Sambudaya, Deyada. Arahadaya, Samya, Sambudaya, Deyada. Namo Ratna Adaya, Namo Yaya, Nasagadama, Berudana, Jumanadaya, Tadakadaya, Arahadaya, Samya, Sambudaya, Deyada, Mesa, Namo Ratna Daya, Namo Aya Janazagara, Birudana, Chuvaranaya, Tadakataya, Allah, the Samyasa Mudaya. Theatom Dara, the Rudur, Idivit, Allah,
Excellent. So break, please. Tea break. Yeah. Please. Tea break. Yeah. Say Lexo. Excellent. So we'll chant Mani Mantra maybe 21 times.
Om Mani Padme Hum.
Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. So then we'll do Vajrasana Mantra, 21 times when you finish your mala, okay? We'll say together Vajrasana mala 21 times. 21 times we'll say together. So if you don't know the Vajrasana mantra, then you can say the short one, Om Vajrasadava Hum. You can, that's a short one. Om Vajrasadava Hum. You can say that. Om Vajrasadava Hum. So you're going to chant slowly. When you finish the mala, when you finish the mala.
Yeah.
So then,
finish.
Yeah. So we'll say 21 times, okay. Baja Santa Samaya Mane Palaya Baja Sato Tino Pate Tatri Dome Bawa Sudo Kayo Ne Bawa Subo Kayo Ne Bawa Anurato Me Bawa Sawa Sede Me Praya Sawa Kama Sutsa Me Tsita Shiya Kuru Ha 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 ho Bhagavana Sawa Tata Gata Bhagama Me Muza Vajra Bawa Mahasamaya Sata Ahum Pe Om Bhajra Sapa Samaya Manupalaya Bhajra Sapa Dino Pate Tadrido Me Bawa Suto Kayo Me Bawa Subo Kayo Me Bawa Anurakto Me Bawa Sarva Siddhi Me Prayacha Sarva Karma Chitta Me Chitta Shriya Kuruhum Ha 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 ho Bhagavan Sarva Tata Gata Vajra Mame Muta Vajra Bawa Mahasamaya Sapa Ahum Pe Om Vajra Sapa Samaya Manupalaya Vajra Sapa Dinopa Tetatri Dome Bawa Suto Kayo Me Bawa Subo Kayo Me Bawa Anurakto Me Bawa Sarva Siddhi Me Prayacha Sarva Karma Sutsa Me Siddham Shriyam Kuruhum Ha 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 ho Bhagavana Sarva Tata Gata Bajra Mame Muza Bajra Bawa Mahasamaya Sapa Ahum Pe Om Bajra Sapa Samaya Manupalaya Bajra Sato Tino Padita Drido Me Bawa Suto Kayo Me Bawa Subo Kayo Me Bawa Anurakto Me Bawa Sarva Siddhi Me Prayacha Sarva Karma Sutsa Me Chitam Shriyam Kuruhum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sarva Tata Gata Bajra Mame Muza Bajra Bawa Mahasamaya Sadhu Ahum Pe Om Bajra Sapa Samaya Manupalaya Bajra Sapa Deno Padita Drido Me Bawa Suto Kayo Me Bawa Subo Kayo Me Bawa Anurakto Me Bawa Sarva Siddhi Me Prayacha Sarva Karma Sutsa Me Chitam Shriyam Kuruhum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sarva Tata Gata Bajra Mame Muta Bajra Bawa Mahasamaya Sapa Ahum Pe Om Bajra Sattva Samaya Manupalaya Bajra Sapa Deno Pa Dita Drido Me Bawa Suto Kayo Me Bawa Subo Kayo Me Bawa Anurakto Me Bawa Sarva Siddhi Me Prayacha Sarva Karma Sutsa Me Siddham Shriyam Kuruhum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavana Sarva Tata Gata Bajra Mame Muta Bawa Mahasamaya Sapa Ahum Pe Om Bajra Sapa Samaya Manupalaya Bajra Sapa Deno Padita Drido Me Bawa Suto Kayo Me Bawa Subo Kayo Me Bawa Anurakto Me Bawa Sarva Siddhi Me Prayacha Sarva Karma Sutsa Me Siddham Shriyam Kuruhum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavana Sarva Tata Gata Bajra Mame Muta Bajra Bawa Mahasamaya Sabba
Ahum Pe Om Vajrasapa Samaya Manupalaya Vajrasapa Deno Padita Drido Me Bawa Suto Kayo Me Bawa Supo Kayo Me Bawa Anurakto Me Bawa Sarva Siddhi Me Prayacha Sarva Karma Sutsa Me Sitam Shriyam Kuruhum Ha 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 Ho Bhagawan Sarva Tata Gata Vajra Mame Mutsa Vajra Bawa Mahasamaya Sapa Ahum Pe Om Vajra Sapa Samaya Manupalaya Vajra Sapa Deno Padita Drito Me Bawa Suto Kayo Me Bawa Supo Kayo Me Bawa Anurakto Me Bawa Sarva Siddhi Me Prayacha Sarva Karma Sutsa Me Sita Shriyam Kuruhum Ha 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 Ho Bhagawan Sarva Tata Gata Vajra Mame Mutsa Vajra Bawa Mahasamaya Sapa Ahum Pe Om Vajra Sapa Samaya Manupalaya Vajra Sapa Deno Padita Drido Me Bawa Suto Kayo Me Bawa Supo Kayo Me Bawa Anurakto Me Bawa Sarva Siddhi Me Prayacha Sarva Karma Sutsa Me Sitam Shriyam Kuruhum Ha 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 Ho Bhagawan Sarva Tata Gata Vajra Mame Mutsa Vajra Bawa Mahasamaya Sapa Ahum Pe Om Vajra Sapa Samaya Manupalaya Vajra Sapa Deno Padita Drido Me Bawa Suto Kayo Me Bawa Supo Kayo Me Bawa Anurakto Me Bawa Sarva Siddhi Me Prayacha Sarva Karma Sutsa Me Sitam Shriyam Kuruhum Ha 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 Ho Bhagawan Sarva Tata Gata Vajra Mame Mutsa Vajra Bawa Mahasamaya Sapa Ahum Pe Om Vajra Sapa Samaya Manupalaya Vajra Sapa Deno Padita Drido Me Bawa Suto Kayo Me Bawa Supo Kayo Me Bawa Anurakto Me Bawa Sarva Siddhi Me Prayacha Sarva Karma Sutsa Me Sitam Shriyam Kuruhum Ha 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 Ho Bhagawan Sarva Tata Gata Vajra Mame Mutsa Vajra Bawa Mahasamaya Sapa Ahum Pe Om Vajra Sapa Samaya Manupalaya Vajra Sapa Deno Padita Drido Me Bawa Suto Kayo Me Bawa Supo Kayo Me Bawa Anurakto Me Bawa Sarva Siddhi Me Prayacha Sarva Karma Sutsa Me Sitam Shriyam Kuruhum Ha 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 Ho Bhagawan Sarva Tata Gata Vajra Mame Mutsa Vajra Bawa Mahasamaya Sapa Ahum Pe Om Vajra Sapa Samaya Manupalaya Vajra Sapa Deno Padita Drido Me Bawa Suto Kayo Me Bawa Supo Kayo Me Bawa Anurakto Me Bawa Sarva Siddhi Me Prayacha Sarva Karma Sutsa Me Sitam Shriyam Kuruhum Ha 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 Ho Bhagawan Sarva Tata Gata Vajra Mame Mutsa Vajra Bawa Mahasamaya Sapa Ahum Pe Om Vajra Sapa Samaya Manupalaya Vajra Sapa Deno Padita Drido Me Bawa Suto Kayo Me Bawa Supo Kayo Me Bawa Anurakto Me Bawa Sarva Siddhi Me Prayacha Sarva Karma Sutsa Sitam Shriyam Kuruhum Ha 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 Ho Bhagawan Sarva Tata Gata Vajra Mame Mutsa Vajra Bawa Mahasamaya Sapa Ahum Pe Om Vajra Sapa Samaya Manupalaya Vajra Sadva Deno Padita Drido Me Bawa Suto Kayo Me Bawa Supo Kayo Me Bawa Anurakto Me Bawa Sarva Siddhi Me Prayacha Sarva Karma Sutsa Me Sitam Shriyam Kuruhum Ha 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 Ho Bhagawan Sarva Tata Gata Vajra Mame Mutsa Vajra Bawa Mahasamaya Sapa Ahum Pe Om Vajra Sapa Samaya Manupalaya Vajra Sapa Deno Padita Drido Me Bawa Suto Kayo Me Bawa Supo Kayo Me Bawa
Ano rakto me bawa sarva siddhi me prayacha sarva karma sutta me citam shriyam kuruhum. Ha 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 ho bhagavan sarva tata gata vajra mame musa vajra bawa maha samaya sapa ahum pe om vajra sapa samaya manu palaya vajra sapa deno padita drido me bawa sutta kayo me bawa supo kayo me bawa Anurakto me bawa sarva siddhi me prayacha sarva karma sutta me titam shriyam kuruhum. Ha 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 ho bhagavan sarva tata gata vajra mame musa vajra bawa maha samaya sapa ahum pe om vajra sapa samaya manu palaya vajra sapa deno padita drito me bawa sutto kayo me bawa supo kayo me bawa Anurakto me bawa sarva siddhi me prayacha sarva karma sutta me titam shriyam kuruhum. Ha 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 ho bhagavan sarva tata gata vajra mame muta vajra bawa maha samaya sapa ahum pe om vajra sapa samaya manu palaya vajra sapa deno padita drido me bawa Sutto kayo me bawa, supo kayo me bawa, anurakto me bawa, sarva siddhi me prayacha, sarva karma sutta me, titam shriyam kuruhum. Ha 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 ho bhagavan, sarva tata gata, vajra mame muta, vajra bawa maha samaya, sapa ahum pe om, vajra sapa samaya, manu palaya, vajra sapa deno padita drito me bawa, sutto kayo me bawa, supo kayo me bawa, prakto me bawa, sarva siddhi me prayacha, sarva karma sutta me, titam shriyam kuruhum. Ha 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 ho bhagavan, sarva tata gata, vajra mame musa, vajra bawa maha samaya, sapa ahum.
Oh yeah, wonderful. So today, today, you know, so much merit has been created. So much merit has been created reciting the Mani Mantra. So much merit has been created, and because of the intention that we set up this morning. When we reciting Refuge in Buddhicitta prayer, that means all the merit that we created invested into has our own enlightenment in order to benefit all Mother Sentient Beings. So that merit will be there, you know, till you reach enlightenment. So much merit has been created, and not just that. Also, this is also some kind of puja for the center too. Center, no, this is. This practice that we did all day long today, like, you know, number of hours, this is puja for the center, you know, that things will go smoothly here. So this is that also true puja for center, you know, so more people do come here, practice, or more people get benefit. So please rejoice. So when you say Mani Mantra, you don't have to sit down. You can just walk around. No? You can walk on the stupa. You can, while you are walking in the kitchen, you can just say Mani Mantra. So I use this, you know, this counter, this particular design to say the mantras. This is not for sport. This is made in Taiwan. Made in Taiwan. So when I go around the lake, so I use, you know, see this. Good to know, this is just suggestions, good to think about, you know, from now on, maybe to think about maybe reciting 1 million Mani Mantra, you know, so don't need to be rushed, but, you know, good to think about, you know, so easy to do, so much benefit. So, see, then, you know, like even you are having a nightmare at night, you know, So that's the based on my own experience a little bit. So immediately, if you feel threatened in your dream, immediately you remember mantras, you know. So even in the dream, you know, dream that threaten or the whatever it is, even you remember mantra in the dream. So then you saying that somebody you wake up, then you realize that you are saying mantras. No, then basically the nightmare disappear. See, so there's like it will happen, you know, over time. So then, you know, whenever you have nightmare, then you immediately first thing you remember is mantra. If there's a case, more likely we will remember time of death. We will remember mantra. If there's the case, then in the part of the state we will remember mantras. So there is, you know, nothing to be worried about. No? So based on my little experience, that's what will happen. You know? So you will remember mantra in the dream. So not because you recognize that you are dreaming, not necessarily that you recognize you are dreaming, and you know, see the dreams are real. So then first thing you remember is a mantra. Then you say mantra. See. So you can, you know, sit on your comfortable cushions. You can just recite mantra. So the another benefit is like, that's how to keep your mind still, silent. It won't happen right away, but you know, when you recite, that's like how you say, silent or stillness of mind, there's many, many different layers. So reach to the very best, you know, so almost not able to hear anything, even there's sound there, not able to hear, even there's all kind of movement, not able to feel anything. That's like the really, really, you know, like the best level of silence, stillness that you reach, you know. So that will probably take time, you know. But, you know, when you recite the mantra, there's one way to silence your mind, you know. So then becoming really silent is, you know, if you really focus on the mantra, then, you know, it's just that the silent or stillness become more deeper, you know, more deeper. So at least you can, you know, keep your mind, you know, there's a one way to keep your mind silent. There's a temporary benefit, reciting mantra. So now you can sit on your couch, you know, you can recite mantra. So that's what Tibetan family, that's what they do, parents, you know, they just sit there and they just recite mantra. They do, because there's nothing to argue about mantra. You're reciting Om Mani Padme Hum, not saying anything bad about that other person's, not saying anything about it, just saying Om Mani Padme Hum. So then somehow the power of the mantra will nurture our compassions. So that's what is needed, you know. As I've been saying, we don't need more religious person. What we need more compassionate human being. That, you know, compassion heals everybody. Compassion heals your problem, you, heals you, and heals everybody. So that's what we need. So the mantra, this is like compassion mantras. You know, that's the mantra of Buddha, compassion. So reciting that mantra, some of the power of that mantra will nurture our compassion. You know? So then, you know, that's good for us, and you know, good for the whole world, the compassion is good. So everybody, you know, so compassion, you know, so even the animals, if you have compassion, they come to you, you know. If you don't have compassion, even animal knows, you know, that you don't have compassion. So anyway, it will nurture our compassions. So then, this is just, you know, suggestion. From now on, it's good to think about, you know, reciting probably 1 million Mani mantra. So then whenever you, you know, daily basis, if you recite the Mani mantra, whenever you come here, it's benefit. Believe or not, it benefits center. It benefits people around you. It benefits. So then other things, as I said, you know, will follow. So most of us know we are studying Lamrim. We study Lamrim, you know. It is very, very difficult. I'm not trying to discourage you, but it's very, practically, it's very difficult to generate Lamrim realizations. It requires a lot of effort. A lot of mindfulness, a lot of effort. See, practically, that's practical level, you know. We learn, we could, yeah, intellectually, we could learn Lamrim, we can learn all Lamrim, but practically, it's very, very difficult to generate Lamrim realization within our mind stream. It's not easy, you know, it's not that easy. It requires a lot of effort, you know, a lot of effort. Then effort needs to be consistent, you know, consistent. I'm not saying it's impossible, it's very possible, but it's very, very difficult. So we have to be practical, it's very difficult. So that does not mean we should not study Lamrim, but we must study Lamrim and think about Lamrim, read Lamrim. But realizations, you know, creating merit, on the other hand, creating merit is not that difficult. Practically, creating merit is very easy. It's not that difficult, you know. When you say money matter, you're creating consequent merit. So there's something intellectually, practically we can do. It doesn't require much effort. So practically, what we need to do, we need to create merit. So is it create merit. So we must create merit much as possible. Then some of the realization, if it takes like 10 years, you could generate within one day because you created so much merit. Merit will help. Merit will definitely help because the power of merit, a certain realization could, you know, to probably say precious human life. If you put a lot of effort, probably take 3 to 6 months, you could generate maybe within 1 week or day, you know, because you create so much merit. So that's what we need to, practically, that's something we can do. It's very, very possible with very little effort. So why not? Why not? So merit. Then you are creating the cause for happiness. You are creating the cause for happiness. Not just this life. You know, this life is about 100 years. Finish. So then the, whatever you create merit, you will have access to that merit many, many, many more if something goes on and on and on and on till you reach enlightenment. It's like taking care of multiple life, not just one life, multiple life in the future. See. So then that's whole my idea, you know, like thinking about doing some money retreat, you know, here at the center, to give the people opportunity to create merit, you know, merit. So that's the cause of happiness, you know, cause of happiness. More merit you create, the more happiness you enjoy, So then you'll feel good, you'll feel happy. Because why? Because you are doing something, that means you are creating merit. So otherwise, you know, everybody wants to feel good, then why don't they feel good? Because feeling the good feelings, like the real one, is come from merit, merit. Is that's not like random, it's caused by something. So, see, so there's no, so, just want to share. So, next time when you go to Tibet or Nepal or India, you see, you visit the Tibetan family, what they know. You are. When you say mantra, you don't talk. See, you don't talk. Say mantra. Why people fight? Om Mani Padme Hum, that you are not saying anything about other persons. You just say Om Mani Padme Hum. So other than that, you know, we are saying all kinds of sometimes, you know, like the conversations, in the first conversation, this conversation lead to the argument, then argument lead to fight. Almost every conversation, there will be some disagreement, you know. Somebody says something, whether it's nice or it's not nice. You know, it's kind of cold. So then, you know, that every conversation, that somehow between our beginning or end, it leads to some kind of disablement. And sometimes people's heart, people are having a hard time to let it go. So then, you know, they really push their own idea. They say, okay, you should agree with me, whether it's not nice. I will not let you go unless you say it's not nice. So there's a lot of benefit, you know. That's the easiest way to create a vast amount of merit. So that's what I know. As a spiritual, you know, sanctuary, we should give people opportunity to create merit. So then, as a group, you know, so we do practice together. So then, even like, the power of merit is even greater. So today, you know, in Tibetan word, you say Lexor. It's not Lexor. It's called Lexor. Means excellent. Well done. Because so much merit has been created. Okay. And so then with that, maybe Chukila will read the prayer list. So then we'll do the dedications. You know. So then Sarah offers some money pills. These pills, you know, like usually, generally speaking, all the Tibetan medicines is pure herbal herb. There's no chemical at all because of the Tibetan medicine does not have side effect. No, because Tibetan medicine has long history. So this money pill produced by His Holiness the Dalai Lama. So money, like millions of money matter have been recited in order to create these pills. So then, you know, with His Holiness Dalai Lama, the group of people, so before there's, during 60 or, we are already in exile in India after 1959. I don't remember, I was not born, but you know, during 60, I don't remember, there's money pills. So this is, you know, His Holiness the one who initiated this money pills. So whenever you visit His Holiness, you get something like that. There's somehow, I have some, and Sarah offered this as a gift. So you can chew, you can just, you know, one or two. This is very much blessed, you know, this pill is very much blessed. This only given by His Holiness, then you know, from people to people, then you know, gets here. So you cannot buy, this is not for sale, you cannot buy, even in India, Dharamsala, you cannot buy, nobody sells money pills, no? Nobody, it's only from like His Holiness Dalai Lama. So Sarah offered this. So I myself, if I realize I'm going to get cold, so then I take some. Somehow it helps, you know, some money pills. So you can just take chew. So just all solo, you know, nothing to worry because this is all pure herbal. There's no chemical at all. Did you? So that's that. So I'm not sure what's a piece of paper in that. What's a piece of paper?
It's a little summary similar to what you said,
Geshe-la. You just made it up? you made it up? So inside paper, that's not from me, that's from Sarah. Yes.
Okay, we'd like to thank today's sponsors, Neil Oldham, whose dedication is to the enlightenment of all beings, Sandy Mitchell, her dedication, may enlightenment be realized by all. We just need to let our barriers float away and grab our true essence to grow into bodhisattvas. And Louise Miller, may we and those around us never be separated from the three jewels. May our teachers' lives be long and happy. And then the prayer list.
So then all the people who request us to pray, you know, there's also a lot of people there. Not just people, also pet. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But they have Tibetan, they have no Tibetan name. They have like names, but basically some of them are pet. So.
Prayers for a happy rebirth. All those killed by natural and man-made disasters, all the Tibetans who have been killed or have taken their own lives in the struggle for religious freedom, Venerable Ann McNeil, Sarah Askew, Dr. Merrill Harmel, Mary Holler, Francis Myers, Julia Sanchez, Eloise Nolan Warren, Allie the dog, Blue the dog, Monty the cat, and Pema the cat. For job search, Roseanne Barona, John Carroll, Lee Clark, Joey Gooch, Joe Griffiths, Jim Kay, Greg Weaver, Sandy Wimbish. Prayers for health and well-being. Cab J. Lama Zopa Rinpoche, Venerable Thich Nhat Hanh, Venerable Gyaltsen, Venerable Margaret McAndrew, all those harmed by natural and man-made disasters, for the Tibetan people and for the Chinese authorities, may the nonviolent path lead to full reconciliation and religious freedom. Sean Agarwal, Roger and Barb Alexander, the family of Sarah Askew, Bernard Baranski and family, Jim Barnes, Luce Barona, Narcis Barona Sr., the Black family, Carol Bowers, Stephen Terry Bull, Yuki Burroughs, John Carroll, Dwight Clark, Dimitri and Suzanne Diamondopoulos, Tashi Drolma, Jerry Eastler, Megan Flaherty, Susan Kramer Gilbert, Mildred Gooch, Tracy Haas Thompson, Christina Harrison, Catherine Hines, Francis Hayashi, Stephen Holler and family, Leslie and Joan Inman, Kenny Jackson and Buddy, Dell and Sue Johnston, Helen Kasanoff, Nina Kowalski, Jonathan Kramer, Nicole Lamont, Lyle Landis and family, Vanessa Lillig and family, Mary Lojek, R.M., Wilbert Martin, Michelle Maddich, Ons McCall, Tom McGinnity, Kathy McCain, Elvia Mejia, Bruce Miller, Charles Mitchell, Evan Myrtle and family, Jay Pandya, Anna Pozo, Jamie Price, Renee Reyna, Ann Rivers, Ralph Rumley, Eileen Rubin and family, the family of Julia Sanchez, Tessa Selby, Pooja Shaw, Gloria Shelton, Emily Smith, Nancy Sorbet, Frank Sutara, Jim Sutoris, Lobsang Toten, Francis Ullman, Dion Washington, John Webb, Elizabeth White, Michael George Williams Jr., Lily Williams and Dee Freeman, Shay Wolkowicki, Marguerite Young, Koki the Cat, Dorji and Kadro the Pigs, and Solomon the Cat. If you have any names to add, please say them now.
Thank you for coming. Rejoice. Thank you for coming.
Geshe, should I start the dedications?
Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you for coming. 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 Thank you for coming.
John Chibson Chorim Poche, Make Panam Kegurchi,
Kewanya
Pame Paya, Gone Gondu Pelwar Sho.
Rawe
Korwe Jing Kam Dir Pendan Dewa Palu Juwene Chen Rei Zi Wan Tenzin Gyatso Yi Jape Si Te Bardu Tengyur Chi Jonu Yi Na La Wan Jor Tu Awatare Tsemba Rab Zopa Lo Tsang Gyawe De Ton Le Pel Cho Shazer Gengyur Lama So Wadem Tu Tsu Jajin Jangun Gelwe
Tehen
Kyum Pelwe Kunzu Dabor Tse Cho Tsung Kurwe Le Mun Tu Pada So Du Je Gun Du Ja Ten Sho Dreaming again.
For coming to the retreat, thank you very much. So, created a lot of merit. So now, please enjoy the rest of your week, rest of your day. Enjoy, just enjoy. So much merit has been created. Thank you so much for happiness for all living beings. So much merit has been created. The life meaningful become very meaningful. Oh, thank you. Yeah.